ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत्पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रिय द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Which one? This one? So we'll repetition for which verse? 15, okay. Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 43, Krishna kills the elephant, and text we are reading 15, 16, and 17. Mritakam deepam utsirja
मृतकं दीपमुत्सृज्य दन्तपाणिसमाविशत् अंसन्यस्तविषाणो श्रृगं अङ्कितः विरूढस्वेदकणिका बदनाम्बूरुहो बभौ मृतकं दीपमुत्सृज्य दन्तपाणिः समाविशत् अंशसन्न्यर्षविषाणो श्रृगं दन्तबिन्दुरङ्कितः विरूढास्वेदकणिका बदनाम्बूरुहो बभौ मृतकं दीपमुत्सृज्य दन्तपाणिसमाविशत् अंशसन्न्यस्तविषाणो श्रृगं श्री श्रीग बिन्दुविभकर्षितकङ्कितः मृतकां डेड द्वीपां द एलिफेंट उत्सृज्या डिस्कार्डिंग दंता हिज टस्क पानी इन हिज हैंड समाविशा ही इंटर्ड द अरेना अंसा Upon his shoulder, Nyasta
placing Vishanaha, the tusk, a streak of blood, Mada, and the elephant's sweat, Binduvihi, with drops, Ankitaha, sprinkled, Viruddha, scolding, Sveda, of his own perspiration, Kanika, with fine drops, Badana, his face, Amburuha, lotus-like, Babhav, sown. Translation. Leaving the dead elephant aside, Lord Krishna held on to the tusk and entered the wrestling arena. With the tusk resting on his shoulder, drops of the elephant's blood and sweat sprinkled all over him, and his lotus face covered with fine drops of his own perspiration, the Lord shone with great beauty. Text 16. Vritau gopay katipayar baladeva janardanau rangam vivasatu rajan gaj danda varayudhav. Translation. My dear King Lord Baladev and Lord Janardana, each carrying one of the elephant tusks as his chosen weapon, entered the arena with several cowherd boys. Text 17. Malla Nam Asani Nilam. What we have to recite this one also? Malla Nam Asinim Nirnam Naravaraha. How is this? Whole line I have to read. Mallanamasininam naravarasthinam smaro murtiman gopanam swajano satam chitibhujam sasta swapitro shishu mirtur bhojapate virad vidusam Tattvam param yoginam Vishninam paradevateti vidito rangam gataha sagraja. Once again we read. Mallanam asininam naravarah strinam smaro Gopanam swajano satam chiti bhujam shasta swapitro sisu mirtur bhojapate virad vidusam tattvam param yoginam Vishninam paradevate tirvidito rangam gataha sagrajah. Translation. The various groups of people in the arena regarded Krishna in different ways when he entered it with his elder brother. The wrestlers saw Krishna as a lightning bolt, the mane of Mathura as the waist of males, the women as Cupid in person. The cowherd men as their relative, the impious rulers as a chastiser, his parents as their child, the king of the Bhoja as death, the unintelligent as the Supreme Lord's universal form, the yogis as the absolute truth, and the Vishnis as their supreme worshipable deity. Srila Sridhar Swami quotes the following verse, which explains the 10 attitudes towards Krishna described here. Raudro adbhut chasringaro hasyam viro daya tatha bhayanakasya vibhatsah shanta sa prema bhaktita bhaktika. There are 10 different modes, fury, perceived by the wrestlers, wonder by the men, conjugal attraction, the women, laughter, the cowherds, chivalry, the kings, mercy, his parents, terror, Kamsa, ghastliness, the unintelligent, peaceful neutrality, the yogis, and loving devotion, the Vishnis. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that people like the wrestlers, Kamsa, and impious rulers perceive Krishna as dangerous, angry, or threatening because they fail to understand the actual position of the personality of Godhead. Actually, Lord Krishna is everyone's friend and well-wisher, but because we rebel against him, he chastises us, and thus we may perceive him as threatening. Krishna, our God, is actually merciful, and when he punishes us, that is also his mercy. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes the following Vedic statement, Rasu vaisah rasam hi evayam labdhva nandi bhavati. He himself is rasa, the taste or mellow, of a particular relationship. And certainly, one who achieves this rasa becomes anandi, filled with bliss, Taittiriya Upanishad. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati quotes a further verse to explain the word rasa. Vyatita bhavana vartman yas yas chamatkar bhavabhuh hridi sattu jale vadham vadham svadete sa rasumatah. That which is beyond imagination, heavy with wonder, and relish in the heart, shining with goodness, such is known as rasa. As Srila Rupa Goswami elaborately explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are 5 main rasas: neutrality, servitude, friendship, parental love, and conjugal love, and 7 secondary rasas: amusement, humor, chivalry, compassion, fury, fear, and dread. Thus, altogether, there are 12 rasas, and the supreme object of them all is Sri Krishna himself. In other words, our love and affection are actually meant for Krishna. Unfortunately, out of ignorance, we stubbornly try to squeeze happiness and love out of material relationships, which are not directly connected to Krishna, and thus life becomes a constant frustration. The solution is simple: surrender to Krishna, love Krishna, love Krishna's devotee, and be happy forever. So these verses 15, 16, and 17. The description about first Krishna killed Kuvalaya appeared elephant and also the elephant keepers, Mahavat. Then he entered in the wrestling arena, sacrificial arena. Here this says, Mritakam Deepa Utsirya Danta Pani Samavishat. Krishna set up behind, left behind the dead elephant, and Danta Pani, Krishna and Balaram both had in their hand the tusk of the elephant. Shama, in this way, Ansa Vinyasta Vishano, on their shoulder, Krishna has put the tusk of the elephant, and also Srigar, blood was oozing, coming out from the teeth, a tusk, and Madbindu Bhi Ankita, and perspiration of the elephant, it was also a sprinkle on the body of Krishna. And this way, Virudha Sveda Kanika, and also description that Krishna, because Krishna was fighting with elephant, so he himself was perspiring, sweating, his body was sweating. Amburuho Ibaho. In this way, Krishna was very beautiful form manifested. And then, Vrito Gopah Katipaya. He was surrounded by cowherd boy. Baldeva Janardana. Baldev, Balram and Krishna both. They were surrounded by the cowherd boy. Evam Rangam Vivastu. In this way, they entered in the assembly hall, assembly, the stadium. Gajadanta Varayudha. Both had chosen the Gajadanta, the tusk of the elephant as their weapon. And then when Krishna entered in the place, the big stadium was there, wrestling place was there. So here Sukadeva Goswami said that there are ten different groups. They perceive Krishna in different way. They are looking. Their first Malla Nam, the wrestlers of Kamsa. When they saw Krishna was entering, Krishna was very beautiful form. Krishna has exhibited and manifested his most beautiful form entering. First of all, when he entered Krishna, it appears that all the darkness of the assembly hall was removed. Whole the sacrificial arena, a wrestling arena, became illuminated simply by Krishna's effulgence, Krishna's beautiful form. And the style of his dress, his style is such a nice dress, style was very nice, and say ornaments, and also it is description that he has a flower garland and yellow dress cloth. And this way, when Krishna was entering, Malla Nam Asini Niram Naravara, when the wrestlers saw Krishna, they saw it as like thunderbolt, like iron, steel. They were looking Krishna's body is like thunderbolt. And Niram Naravara and all men are males of the Mathura city. They say Naravara, waste among men. So the wrestlers, they experience the Raudra Rasa, Raudra, Rudra. Very difficult to appreciate that Rudra is such a form. Though Krishna form is very beautiful, but since the whole body was sprinkled with the blood and perspiration, sweat, So they become very much scared with this, seeing the star. Malla Nam Ashini. Ashini means thunderbolt. Niram, people in general, especially male, are nervous, waste among men. So they were experiencing the Adbhud Rash, wonder, such a wonderful personality. In this purport, it is mentioned that Rupa Goswami has described a different type of rasa melo. Five, prominent one, mukhya rasa, and seventh are gaun rasa. So those are five prominent rasa in devotional service: shant, dasya, sakhya, vatsal, and madhurya. Madhurya, conjugal. And the women, they were also sitting in that stadium. Istrinam smarah murtimam. They saw Krishna as a cupid in person, personified cupid. So they experienced the women of the Mathura. Istrinam smarah murtimam. They are feeling the conjugal attraction for Krishna. Gopa nam swajana, and cowherd boy, they are feeling the swajan, our own kinsman. They are feeling affinity towards Krishna. Same time they were laughing. Hasyaras, they are experiencing hasyaras. Because though Krishna's form was very beautiful, but still his whole body was sprinkled with blood, shrik, and sweating from own body as well as sweating from the elephant. And asatam chiti bhujan, there are some impious rulers also, the kings, administrators, they were also present. Desa asatam chiti bhujan shastam. They saw Krishna as a competent chastiser, shasta, controller. And Swapitro Shishu, Swapitro, Krishna's own parent, is when Kamsa has arranged this wrestling arena, stadium. Devaki and Vasudev, both, they were also seated there, Devaki, Vasudev. So they, looking, when they're seeing Krishna, they felt that Shishu, infant, very small, a child. Krishna looks like a child for Devaki and Vasudev and other elderly women and men. And last, Mrityur Bhojpati. Bhojpati, the descendants of Bhoj, Kamsa, he saw Krishna as Mrityu, as a death personified. He was feeling that he entering the sex arena, a wrestling arena, is my death. And Virad Abhidusham, and there is foolish, unintelligent person also the present there. The Virad, they did not appreciate the form of Lord. They saw the universal form of Lord. This in translation of purport like universal form. However, another meaning that they did not, this is such an ugly form. Though Krishna was very beautiful, but due to the perspiration and also sweating as well as the blood, and same time he was carrying the bone, tusk, from tusk, blood was oozing, coming out. So they become very much ghastly. They were thinking, what is this for? Tattvam param yoginam. Yogi, saintly person, devotee, they were also seated in the arena, the wrestling arena. They are feeling param satyam. satyam param yogina, they saw Krishna as highest absolute reality, absolute truth, highest truth. Vishni nam par dev teti, and Vishni, the descendants of Vishni are Yadavas, relative of Sadev, para devata iti. They were saying that this is our worshipable deity, most worshipable, para devata. This is most worshipable deity. Vidita rangam gata sagraja. When Krishna entered with his brother, elder brother Balda, so 10 different groups, they perceive Krishna in different way. So this verse talks about all 12 rasas are present. In this purport, one verse is quoted from Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami commented in this verse, he has quoted. He talks about who Raudra Ras was experienced by wrestlers. Mushtik and Charun are Mushtik, they're prominent, they're men. They are supposed to fight with Krishna. They were supposed to wrestling with Krishna. So they felt the Raudra Ras. We feel a certain type of feeling comes when we see the form of Rudra, Shiva. Shiva is a very auspicious personality, most worshipable personality. Though he dressed in such a way, snake, bones, garlands of bones, that people could not appreciate his beauty. The similar way, the wrestlers, though the Krishna form is very beautiful, but due to their impurity of the heart, lack of attitude for devotional service, they are experiencing Raudra Ras. And Niram Narvara, the people in general, they were experiencing Adbhut, wonderful personality. They saw first time, they have heard about Krishna. That Lord had appeared in Vrindavan, in Braj, and he displaying different sweet pastime. They have heard, but they have never seen. First time, publicly they are seeing Krishna, so they are wonderful personalities. They are a beautiful person. And Istrinam Smara. Smar, Cupid, calm. When the women of Mathura, they saw Krishna, they felt the feeling of a conjugal attraction for Krishna. They are looking like Murtiman Cupid. Cupid is in the person, in personified form of Cupid. So this way, although Krishna was the one, and this is a beautiful form, Krishna is a friend of all living entity, Suhridam Sarva Bhutana. So actually, in this purport, it talks about Krishna, their Kamsa was killed, delivered by Lord Krishna in the same arena, wrestling arena. But this is also a type of mercy. This is also manifestation of mercy towards the Kamsa. So this is the description about Krishna entering in the sacrifice, wrestling arena. We know that, of course, Devarsi Narad, one point, Devarsi Narad came to Kamsa and he informed that, you tried your level best to kill Krishna, you sent different demons in Vrindavan with intention that they should kill Krishna, and Krishna is still safe. Naradi informed that actually Krishna, he is not the son of Nanda Baba, he is not the son of Mother Dev, Mother Yashoda. Actually Krishna appeared, Krishna took birth as a son of Devaki in the night time, midnight, And same night, Vasudev cheated you, though he has promised that he will deliver, give all his sons to you. He did not offer that son, yet son. He hidingly came out from prison house and he kept Krishna in the custody of Mother Yashoda. So Krishna is actually son of Devaki and Vasudev. As Devi God has already predicted according to the prediction. So you trust Vasudev. Vasudev is a very cunning personality. He has cheated you. At that time, Kamsa immediately called Vasudev and Devaki. He wanted to kill. He wanted to cut off his head of Vasudev and Devaki both in presence of Narad Rishi. Then Narad Rishi said, you don't do this one. Your real enemy is not Devaki and Vasudev. Your real enemy is Krishna, Krishna Balaram. If they hear, in future they will hear that you have killed their parent, Krishna's parent, if he'll hear, then immediately he will run away some other place. It will be very difficult for you to locate him, locate a whereabout of Krishna, he will hide somewhere. So the best advice is this, Narada tells that you arrange certain types, some yajna, Shiva, you worship Lord Shiva, and in that yajna you also invite Nand Maharaj, and also invite Krishna and Balaram, they should come here, and when they will come, then you kill them. So this was advised by Narad ji. So according to advice of Narad, he arranged this yajna, dhanush yajna. In that yajna, Shiva was supposed to worship. And for that reason, he sent immediately Akrur ji. He gave him a golden chariot. The chariot was never used. Brand new chariot was a golden chariot. With that chariot, Akrurji went to Vrindavan. Whole intention was, it was arranged such a way, the big stadium was built for that function, for that festival. On the gate, they have placed, they have put Kubalaya Ped. Intention was, as soon as Krishna will try to enter in the arena, wrestling arena, immediately Kubalaya's elephant was trained in such a way that he will caught hold of Krishna, he will crush him. But this become unsuccessful. This was very disturbing news for Kamsa. And then whole plan was, as soon as Krishna will come, then we will say that this is entertainment is going on. In order to pacify, in order to please Kamsa, the king, the subject, the praja should do something, entertainment. And pretension was that Krishna and Balaram will be wrestling with Mushtik and Charun, the two many men, prominent persons. And they were also told and trained that they will kill while wrestling. But when Krishna entered, and then they become very much frightened. After all, how the Kamsa was killed, that is also description. Wrestling started, and in wrestling, Charun and Mushtik, they tried to kill Krishna, but it became completely opposite. They were killed by Krishna. They died by wrestling. And then Krishna approached Kamsa, near Kamsa, and Krishna dragged him in the wrestling arena and he was delivered. So in this whole episode, this whole pastime, Krishna manifested it most opulent and beautiful form. But the form was so excellent, it was so excellent, beautifully still, due to different attitude. There were 10 different groups. They perceive Krishna in 10 different ways. So here in this verse talk about 10 different groups. Malla, the wrestlers were there, and people in general, especially male person in Mathura, and the women, and the cowherd boy was accompanying Krishna. Krishna was surrounded by cowherd boy. For them, it was like harsher, laughter for them, because though they appreciate the beauty, excellent beauty of Krishna, but same time Krishna was dressed in such a way, the blood and bones carrying in hand. So they were laughing. Though they felt affinity, mamata for Krishna, still there were some laughing. And then Vishnu, the last group is Vishnu, the descendants of Jadu Maharaj, descendants of Vishnu, Vishnu Bansi, they were feeling the first time they have seen Krishna. They were hearing since many days, about many years, that Krishna has appeared in our dynasty, Nanda Baba dynasty. So they felt that he is our most worshipable deity. Vishnu naam par devata iti vidito rangam gata sagraja. Sagraja, along with elder brother Balram, Krishna entered in the arena and he was felt in different way. They are perceived in different way. So here in this Parpati also quoted, they have quoted Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when he talks about rasa, melo, so Rupa Goswami describe about 12 rasas. Prominent one is 5, as you know, Shantaras. Yogis were deriving the pleasure of Shantaras. They understand this is the highest absolute truth. Krishna is highest absolute truth. Object of their meditation, end of their spiritual realization, Krishna is. This is called neutrality. They were feeling that Krishna is so big, so prominent, that they did not feel any service attitude. This is lacking in Shantaras. Shantaras also, they appreciate the greatness of Krishna. But they feel that Krishna is so great that he need not any service from us. And same time, we are not qualified enough. We don't deserve to serve Krishna. Like when the sun is so brilliant object, we don't feel that we should offer lamp to Surya Dev. Offering some illuminated things like lamp, just to so that the person can see in the presence of the illumination. When we offer lamps in the presence of the light, the person should see. When we don't feel enthusiastic to offer lamp, light to Surya, so that Surya can see in that particular light. Because Surya is so great, all the light rays are coming from him. So for that reason, we don't feel that we should offer light, lamp to Surya. So similarly, Shanta devotee, yogi, they think that Krishna is so great, so mahan, so he need not our service. And same time, they also feel that we are not qualified enough. We are very insignificant. How we can serve Krishna? So for that reason, since in Shantaras the service attitude is not there, that is reason why it is considered to be inferior type of devotional service. And in Braja, especially in Vrindavan, though this Shantaras is there, but is never manifested. Existence is there, but Shantaras, they didn't come out. So yogis here, they are feeling Shantaras. Yoginam or Devat. Tattvam param yoginam. Yogi, they feel, when they saw Krishna, they saw that this is absolute reality. Param tattva, the highest absolute reality. So different people were in different way. So all together, they experience the 12 rasas, which Rupa Goswami talks about. 5-1, Pramyantan, Sant, Dash, Shakt, Vatsal, and 7th are Gaund rasa. So other people also, they were fortunate enough, they were face to face, they were wrestlers, Charul and Mushtik. When they are fighting with Krishna, wrestling with Krishna, they were very close to Krishna. Their chest, they touch Krishna by their, Krishna's chest was touched by the chest of their wrestler. But they don't appreciate. That is the reason why, though they are very much Krishna conscious personality, always they are seeing directly to Krishna, touching Krishna, fighting with Krishna, with all their senses. But that is not considered a devotional service because they are serving him not in favorably. They are not seeing Krishna in a favorable way. That is the reason why, though they are very much Krishna conscious person, always they are thinking about Krishna, always they are seeing Krishna, touching Krishna, talking with Krishna, still this whole activity was not in a favorable mood. That is the reason why this is not considered a devotional service. Whereas other people like another group, the citizen of Mathura, the women of Mathura, and parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, yogis and Vishnis, descendants of Jadu Maharaj, their attitude towards Krishna was considered to be the highest type of devotional service. So this, in brief, the verse talks about Krishna entered in the wrestling arena and then 10 different group perceive Krishna in 10 different ways. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question?
Comprehensive aspect of God, as you say, like a full sunlight in front. So there is no feeling of offering another lamp, Santa.
Yes,
what causes them to develop mamata to go to Dasha?
When the like the Santras, they also appreciate the greatness of absolute reality, Krishna. But they think that Krishna is so great and we are so insignificant. First of all, Krishna need not any of our service. And the inferiority complex there, we are insignificant, what we can do for it? For that reason, they don't develop service attitude. Whereas when Mother Yashoda, she also appreciates Krishna's sweetness, but same time she feels that if I would not feed Krishna, then Krishna will be hungry, he will become weak, he will be sick. So service attitude there. This service attitude makes difference in all four rasas, service attitude there. And this is all the prominent rasa. Shant rasa is Rupa Goswami. This is also one of the prominent rasa. But still it is inferior because there is no service attitude. Lacking of service attitude, that is the reason why. Even in bhaktas, this rasa is not much more appreciated. We know, actually, Gaudiya Vaishnava, they don't I did not so much glorify, though it is also pure devotional service. But same time, since the service attitude is not there, so hardly there in appreciation for the Santras. Mamata affinity,
the English word, possessiveness.
Affinity, affinity, mamata. They feel that Krishna is mine. And the yogi, they don't feel that only Krishna is. Krishna is all pervading personality, all powerful, omniscient, omnipresent. Personally, I have nothing to do with him. Appreciation is there, but nothing like the personal. Any relation with him.
But those that Krishna kill, even though like Kamsa, the wrestlers and so, all those that Krishna kill, they all get exalted destination, isn't it? I mean,
they also?
They got exalted destination.
Yeah, of course.
And but what's the difference? But you were saying, so. But what's the difference between them and those that serve him favorably? I mean, if they're getting exalted destination too, so.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna samoham sarva bhutesu name deshushna priya. So if Krishna is from Krishna's side, there is no partiality. He is dealing with cowherd boy, dealing with mother Yashoda and Kamsa. From Krishna is not partial at all. Krishna equally bestowing his mercy. Not that he was thinking that Kamsa is my enemy, so I should not give blessing, I should not give mercy. From his side, there is no partiality. From our side, that we feel that this is better and this is worse. This is from our side that feel that Krishna is favoring Mother Yashoda and he is not favoring Kamsa. This is from our side. But from Krishna says, samoham sarva bhuteshu name deshush napriya. I am equally disposed to all living entity. No one is my friend and no one is my enemy. However, like the one example is given, the desire tree. You know, desire tree. Desire tree is not partial at all. Whosoever goes underneath the tree and desires, the desire tree fulfills the desire. So the partial difference from our side, somebody approach Krishna and somebody doesn't. But from Krishna's side, he is equally disposed to all living things, equally merciful to all living. It includes us also. So this is their individual problem.
Individual.
From Krishna's side, no. Krishna is ready to be. Yeah, from our side. Because here, yes, so Granthra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.